There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Things new, ladies and gentlemen. New year, new legislative session, new Congress. You know, the slate is wiped clean. The plate is wiped clean. We're ready to start anew. And we want to know what is on your mind, what we ought to do with all this new. Hi there, friends. It is Scott Hannon here. Todd Mitchell, the K-Fire Radio God, manning the controls.
Hello.
As always. Happy New Year, Todd.
Hey, happy New Year, you too.
Get your... Got your sounders, got what's the word I'm looking for?
I got the sound of my teeth chattering, that's what I got.
Party favors, there we go. Yeah, no kidding. Holy buckets, it's cold out there.
The only thing I can hear.
Windshield advisories remain in effect until noon. I've never known what that's supposed to mean, other than it's winter and the wind is blowing, right? I guess is what a windshield advisory could be. But they're down there, 35 below zero in some parts of the west, 40 to 50 below in some parts of the east and of North Dakota today, and that's why there is a wind chill advisory. So just be careful if you are out there. Not fun at all. Anyway, on the program today, Ron Ness will be here next hour from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. He joins us a couple of Mondays a month to catch us up on what's in the news. Look forward to that conversation coming up and your calls, questions, and comments. Also, we're going to chat with the administrator of the city of Valley City. A couple of weeks back, we had a call from a listener out in Valley City and some chatter on the program about how they were going about their flood buyouts. And the question that we're going to pose today is it wise to not allow homes that are being bought out in the flood zone to be relocated in the city? The a concern from some that, you know, you're taking out the tax base of the city, Valley City, but... you know, when you're going through efforts to mitigate from flood damage, it's never easy. But anyway, we'll answer that question because we promised we would on this program. So in the meantime, your calls, your questions, your comments are welcome to find out what's on your mind today. Here's how you join the program, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. New legislative session begins tomorrow in North Dakota. They're kicking off also in Minnesota. What do you want from your legislative session? Have you got a priority list? Have you got a wish list? You got some things that you want done, problems you want tackled, you know, maybe tweaks that would improve things? Good opportunity to let your voice be heard on what you'd like to see out of this upcoming legislative session. And, by the way, a new day in Congress as well, because you have the Republicans wrestling control from the Democrats now in the Senate. So you'll have the Senate and the House in Republican control. What do you want from Congress? What should be new there? What do you want that new majority in on the Republican side to accomplish? That's one question I have for you today, and welcome that. Already some folks weighing in on that issue on the Facebook page today. Don says, come up with a plan for lost oil royalty revenue if crude continues downward. Hedging against lost revenue possibility still makes sense. Leah wants the Common Core stopped. Bill wants the Republicans unseated in 2016. He's already looking ahead to next year, and also tax break sales and income and property tax relief. All right, so we've started a laundry list, and we'll welcome some others. Just have to boast a little bit because, speaking of new, how about this, Todd? Newest member of the family born yesterday afternoon. My wife and I have a niece in Grand Forks who had a little baby boy yesterday.
Nice.
Baby Jacob in the family. How's that for a way to start 2015?
Perfect.
Travis and Laura Vaughn welcomed new little baby Jacob. They have a baby Joshua. Not a baby anymore. In that 3-year-old neighborhood, you know.
Ah, still a baby then.
He's a toddler, but he gets, you know, he has a little baby brother now. So anyway, that's kind of fun. Just and she was a little overdue too. So she was. We were all breathlessly waiting the new edition of of baby Jacob. So anyway, and it was a baby boy as expected. Do they ever get it wrong anymore? I always wonder because, you know, she was, we've been talking about Jacob for months, you know, the room all ready to go, the name up, the whole thing. I mean, do they ever get it wrong anymore now in the ultrasounds? Have you ever heard?
Good question.
I don't know if they do.
You got to figure it's somewhere along the line they do.
Science is so darn good, but in this case, all was as expected. It was a baby boy, so that's good. Also, by the way, we have a countdown to Frisco going on. I'll be hitting the airwaves on Thursday. Hitting the air. And also we can, you know, hit the airwaves on Friday from Frisco, Texas. Looking forward to a four-peat for the NDSU Bison down there against Illinois State on Saturday. Had a lot of fun there last year, so we're doing it all over again. And we're going to pack up the First International Bank Trust Go Bison Studios and head out to Frisco, Texas. Look forward to that broadcast for you Friday and Saturday pregame as well. So mark that on your calendar. Should be a lot of fun. Ty, did you get involved in the Sarah Palin controversy over the weekend at all?
I saw it. No, I didn't get involved in it. But
is this maybe this is just one of those kind of lazy holiday weekend things? Somebody needed something to do, so they decided to get all wee-weed up about Sarah Palin posted a it was a New Year's message, is what it was, and kind of a self-deprecating, you know, a little bit of humor in that. Her young son, Trigg, was trying to get mom to pay attention, and nobody's paying attention, and so he just took it upon himself to help out, and shows a picture of him trying to get up on the counter and help with the dishes, I guess, and using the family dog as a footstool. Well, anyway, PETA goes crazy. All kinds of Sarah Palin haters go crazy. I really heard about it, then checked it out and said, "Are you kidding me? This was what passes for a controversy these days." Much ado about nothing, but it seems like just the two words Sarah Palin together causes people to, you know.
Yeah, she's a bit polarizing, I think, in many circles. So, I mean,
they're going to meltdown.
She's going to be able to do is going to please everybody anyway. So,
yeah, no kidding. Forum News Service, which is something you read in the Forum-owned newspapers, which would be Fargo, Jamestown, Grand Forks, Dickinson, as well as Forum News Service subscribers. Bismarck Tribune would be one. I think there are some others. Have a, what is this, a really long series about trafficking. Oh, it's the first of seven. And they've worked for 6 months on this series. Newspapers do this from time to time where they sort of break the mold and to go on, you know, really deep into stories. So this one took 6 months. They've been working on the story for 6 months, and the product of the 6 months of work is going to be a seven-part series, which started yesterday, talking about trafficking in North Dakota. I want to say something about this, and the editorial yesterday was talking about this as well. The editorial actually said about this trafficking problem, that we here in North Dakota confront a problem born of oil that, if not addressed quickly and effectively, has the potential to unravel the fabric of communities in western counties and much of the rest of the state. It's a plague of societal pollution and degradation that is wreaking havoc far worse than environmental oil spills, radioactive waste, or gas flaring. Now, that's some hyperbole like unlike anything I've ever heard in a long, long time. The details of part one of the seven-part stories tell me two things. In the past year, federal and state courts in North Dakota have charged seven people with offenses related to sex trafficking or felony facilitating or promoting prostitution. Okay. They also tell me about a story of a particular woman who is engaged in trafficking back in the 80s, pre-oil boom. Now, I am of the opinion that trafficking is sick, awful. I would agree this is a problem that needs to be addressed. However, a six-month, you know, effort towards photographers and journalists and in courtrooms and, you know, a seven-part series. And I think what's missing in some of this stuff is perspective. You know, in other words, is trafficking that big of a, first of all, the trafficking in Minneapolis would be like 80 to 1 more of a problem than it is in the Bakken. Now, I it's horrible that it's here, but I don't think we have it in perspective. I think we need to, and we need your help on this. Todd and I can't do this alone. Newspapers can't do this alone. Lawmakers can't do this alone. I think we need to sort of focus on things that really are in need of fixing and that we ought to roll up our sleeves on and, you know, do a priority list of what they are. I don't know that, in other words, I don't want this to happen to anyone or anybody. I think it's awful, but I think it's also not a problem that rises to the level, as the editorial suggests, of a problem, if not addressed, that has the, you know, the potential to unravel the fabric of our communities in a plague of societal pollution. Am I being mamby-pamby here? Tell me.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Scott Hennon here. I'll let you know on a little secret. The team at S&S Motors are the place to buy a truck. They're in Watford City, and they will find you anything you want. Your Ford fan? They've got them. Dodge fan? They've got them. GMC, Chevy, whatever you're looking for, they've got them at S&S Motors. I bought a Ford F-150, 2009, low miles, thing runs great. The selection's incredible. Best deals on used trucks anywhere. S&S Motors, Watford City. And if you want a new one, they'll find it for you and bring it right to Watford City. Stop and see them at S&S Motors, Watford City, or call 444-2341.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of speakers. Internationally renowned economist Todd Buchholz will kick off the day at 9:45, discussing strategies for competing effectively in a global economy. The sensible environmentalist and former founder of Greenpeace International, Dr. Patrick Moore, will paint an innovative, hopeful future where civilization and the environment will survive and thrive. And finally, North Dakota native Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group will wrap up the afternoon with a dynamic market outlook. Be sure to join us on February 17th for the 2015 Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennon. 2015 is here, folks. What do you see as the top priorities for the new Congress or the new sheriff over on the Senate side anyway, and the opportunity for a Republican House and a Republican Senate to take on a waning Obama administration in its final 2 years? That's question number one. Number two, you have a legislative session underway in North Dakota. 80 days every other year becomes a big deal. What do you want them to be tackling front and center? Couple of questions. Before the break, I was starting to talk about this seven-part series that Forum News Service is doing on trafficking. And, you know, I guess the easy thing to do is just ignore it and not talk about it. Because I think there is some danger in my commentary suggesting that I don't have empathy for the victims of this or for community members that have to live with this. I do. You know, I don't want you to think that at all. I just, and you know, it's sort of a fool's errand to decide what should be in a newspaper and what shouldn't be. But the amount of effort put into this, I think, really could have been directed to something else. Did you read it? Have you read it? Have you digested it? What did you think of it? And do you agree with me that the problem in perspective is getting more attention in this particular effort than it deserves? That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to say the problem doesn't exist or be Pollyanna about it. What I'm trying to say is we ought to prioritize things that need attention. In other words, in 6 months worth of reporting and a seven-part series, maybe we could spend some time talking about all the opportunities that are available to people that want to make their lives better. There's an example. You live in Minneapolis or Milwaukee or, Kansas City, I don't care where, and, your lot in life is going backwards, and here's some opportunity for you. Here's some things that are available to you. Dig into that. Dig into a higher ed system, and this is another story I want to talk about today. Rob Port reported on this at Say Anything blog. You know, there's this committee panel that is empowered with helping the University of North Dakota determine a process to come up with a new name. And as of the end of the year, the university had spent $126,000 on the nickname and logo process recommendation task force. Food and IT and equipment rental and various office supplies and printing and consultants and room rentals and travel and IT system. $126,000. And by the way, so far I think the committee is basically saying we need another committee. So that's been the result of their work. A lot of this money went to some experts on advertising and some national experts, one from Virginia Commonwealth University and another from some Elu City network where the majority of the expenses. Maybe dig into that a little bit, huh? Dig into how university systems spend their money or the cost of tuition. I don't know. I'm suggesting other things that might be a part of that. I mean, first of all, that to me is outrageous. $126,000 for a bunch of people to sit around a table and decide what the process is going to be for deciding a name. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's ridiculous. Now, if that's the modus operandi, imagine what 6 months of reporting and a seven-part series could unearth in something that you could actually affect some real change on right away. Because sad as it is on this trafficking, it has been going on for a long, long time. As they say, the story quoted a woman in the 80s who was part of this network and did so in North Dakota, among other rural states, long before crew camps. How about that? And they even quote some expert in here. Said, it's been more present in rural America than many people realize, and anecdotal evidence from Western North Dakota prior to the oil boom seems to bear that out. Heidi Carlson, who was recruited into prostitution as a Minnesota college student, says she traveled a circuit in the 80s and included the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. I've always known North Dakota as a spot that's got a lot of trafficking. There were no man camps when I was in North Dakota. It was all the community guys. All right? Again, not trying to be insensitive to the fact this is happening. It's awful. It's tragic. Trying to say, where do we put our resources? Where, you know, number one, give me some perspective. How does our problem compare to Minneapolis? I believe it's 80 to 1. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox. If you read it, feel differently, I'd appreciate you sharing what you think about it. At 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We have a story up, too, about the obscene amount of money spent on this nickname task force. Stacey Ann says, I think the people that had the problem with the nickname in the first place should be the ones that cough up the money for a new nickname. Good idea. I like that. Way to go, yeah. Stacey Ann. Gene says, Stacey comes through with the most logical solution yet. Excellent idea. Yes. Jordan says, are there any suggestions on what the new nickname will be yet? Well, of course not. No, we're just worried about the process and how we get to a new nickname. Come on, we can't. I mean, that's another thing. Okay, let's have a task force to decide what the task force will do and how they'll do it related to the new name. Oh, this is just bizarre. 100K plus seems a wee bit excessive, says Jordan. As for the pro Sioux people wanting no name, we lost. It's time to move on. Time to support our alma mater and help with the transition, even if it's just moral support. Chris says, I'll never move on. Sioux are just playing North Dakota. Butch says, shame on the NCAA. This money being spent on name change could and should have been spent towards educational improvements on campus. Second thought, since the NCAA forced it, they should pay for it. Well, there's an idea. Let's make them pay for it.
Yeah, there you go. They got the money.
Other comments welcome on our Facebook page. Phil and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Okay, two points. First, concerning the trafficking story, I read it the first day. Then the second day, I'm really surprised. But then I went with what I've known and what you've known from working in the media. If it bleeds, it leads. And you're looking at a newspaper with following circulation as all print media has. And they're going to run a sensational story, same as CNN did with the All Air Malaysia Airline Network for a month or however that works. Second point, concerning the nickname, Big Gaming Process, I worked as a purchasing agent for a public housing authority in New Jersey for 20 years.
Phil, do me a favor. Hang on a sec. Hold that phone on the name. We'll catch you after the break here. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
special.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, 28 before the top of the hour, we're chatting with Phil and Bismarck. Gary and Cathay wants to weigh in here as well, and then we're going to chat with our guest from Valley City, get an answer to a question that came up from a listener earlier on the program about some of the flood mitigation they are doing at Valley City. Ron Ness next hour, the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Look forward to that. Phil and Bismarck here, and you were about to make a point about...
About the academia spending money like it's water. I worked 20 years in public housing and purchasing on the East Coast in a major metropolitan area. This housing authority was founded in 1938. One day, a fellow walks into me from another department and says, I need you to write a $10,000 purchase order for a consultant to write a mission statement. A mission statement? $10,000? To write a line or two? And we've already been doing public housing since 1938. I threw him out of my office. The guy looks at me and says, what do you care? It's not your money. And that's the point. That's why I'm not letting you let you do this. It's not your money. It's somebody else's money. It's Todd the Radio Guy Mitchell's money because we were federally funded. And there is a basic disconnect, especially in academia and in the social services, of whose money it is, where it's coming from, and what they can do with it, especially academia. They know better than us, so what the heck? And that's the problem you have there.
Very interesting. Phil, you know, the other thing I was going to go back to on the, and your points are well taken. I think you're right. Explanation for sex for sale in the Bakken, the lead of the 7-part series on trafficking in the forum. If it bleeds, it leads. I get that, right? I think also in this case and in the New York Times focus on North Dakota, newspapers like to gun for different awards. And in this case, the forum probably thinking, okay, we're going to invest a lot of money and a lot of time in this, and this will put us in the running for some recognition among our peers. New York Times probably doing the same thing. I just think, you know, they want to do some good, right? I mean, I'm going to give them some credit to say that they think this problem is important, which I agree it is, and feel like by shining a light on it, maybe they'll do something about it. We've not ignored this topic. We've had guests on this program about it, and there are some good folks out there doing some good work. Wendy Lazenko is one I'm thinking of that I had the pleasure of meeting and introducing to Congressman Kevin Cramer, who's used her as a source, in some legislation and some work in Congress. So I'm not saying it's not a topic. I'm just saying same amount of time, same amount of effort could go into something where you could really make a difference. And this is not new and is also not in perspective. So I'd like to think that in addition.
Absolutely agree. Absolutely agreed. One part, two part, sure. 7? Come on. Just please, you know, again, but my parallel would be the CNN's coverage on the missing airliner. As if nothing else happened in the world that month? Come on.
Right. Good point. Appreciate the call, Phil. Thanks. Gary in Cath A, North Dakota. How are you, Gary?
Hey, Scott. Pretty fair. Happy New Year.
Same to you, sir.
Got a couple things. One is congressional politics, and after that, I'd like to comment on this thing with the name change on UND. But I don't know if you probably did hear that Louis Gohmert has decided to throw his hat in the ring to run for Speaker of the House against John Boehner. And folks need to know about that. I intend on contacting Congressman Boehner's office to try to urge him to get behind Congressman Gohmert. I said for 4 or 5 years that he's a man that should be Speaker, and he'd make a historically great Speaker, I believe. So get that out of the way. The other thing is on this name change, this is a scandal. $126,000. Now, that would have put a couple, two or three kids completely through the university in the form of scholarships.
Exactly.
Give me $5,000 to fund a contest, and we'll have a contest for the students to pick a new name and a committee of the students, and we'll come up with, say, the top five or six best-sounding names and then have a referendum of the students. And maybe even the alumni on the thing and pick the best thing that people like the most and go with that.
And you just saved the university $120,000, Gary. Go, way to go.
I know. Yeah. It's just common sense. I mean, why is it the government has to take the simplest things and take a mountain out of a molehill and waste tens of thousands, if not millions of dollars, taxpayers' money? It's just absolutely.
Agree with you, Gary. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. We have a guest waiting, and we'll return to more of your calls here coming up in a little bit. 800-228-0550. The administrator of the city of Valley City is David Shelkoff. And we had a call a couple weeks back with some concerns about how flood buyouts were going in Valley City. So we invited the administrator to join us to talk a little bit about it here on the program. One specific concern I remember was if you buy a home in a flooded area, you were required to move it outside the city limits, and our caller thought that was a really bad idea. So that was one specific question we had, but we just thought it, in general, a good chance to check in on what's happening in Valley City in the way of flood mitigation. And we appreciate you joining us. David, how are you today?
Very good, sir.
So, first of all, how many homes are being bought out in Valley City? What kind of flood mitigation do you have going on?
Well, right now, to date, we have about, 52 homes that have been purchased, 52 homes or businesses that have been purchased in Valley City.
All right. And they are the majority of those able to be moved?
We attempted to sell a few, and we only had, of the eight that we attempted to sell, only three moved.
And was there a requirement that they had to be moved outside of city limits?
There was no required to move it outside of city limits. What we asked is that if you moved it inside the city limits, that you bring the house up to all current codes, building codes.
All right. Well, that would seem to be pretty standard fare, I guess, right?
That is correct. We did tell people that, for example, we tried to sell an infamous home called the Pink Flamingo. And that home, we had probably 20 different people, parties, over 20, I think, interested in looking at it. But when the final analysis came down, they just found that it was financially inconsistent with their plans, and they couldn't move the house.
The caller that we had heard from, I think, had some experience in the building trade and was perplexed as to his take was that the law had been misread, that the city of Valley City had misread the state law on this and required that these be moved outside the city limits, and was a little bit frustrated. Has this been a contentious process in Valley City?
To my knowledge, no. We do have somebody that's concerned about it, and, of course, we'll take a look at that and make sure that we're following proper codes and proper procedures. The issue for the city is to make sure that the interests of the welfare and the safety and not only of the people that want to move the house, but the neighborhood that they want to move the house to. All of these responsibilities are, in the best case possible, they're taken care of, and we protect the health, wealth, and well-being of the citizens of Valley City.
City Administrator for Valley City, Bob Shelkoff, with us today on the program. And another Bob has a question. Bob in Valley City, question or comment for the administrator. Go ahead. And by the way, it's not Bob, it's David Shelkoff. Sorry, David Shelkoff is the city administrator in Valley City. And Bob in Valley City has a question for David. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dave, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth again. You told us, and I can prove it through the Valley City Times record, that you said new state laws require that these homes be brought up to code. That is a lie, and that is incorrect, and you know it.
May I answer?
Go ahead.
And then I think this is an improper form for me to be in, but I will answer that. That this is fine. You are absolutely correct in the fact that that is a misleading statement. However, this is a two-year-old issue, and in 2012 there was a new building code that was initiated called the 2012 IRC and IEC. It's a four-volume set that our city inspector has to follow. And that was what I was referencing. He was using the 2009, but the 2012 had just come out.
Okay, so let me understand that.
Choice of words, that's where my position is. And finally, I just want to make it very clear that these are not codes that are created by the city of Valley City, but they are codes that our city inspector has to follow. And if we allow anybody not to follow those, we expose the citizens to safety issues and the city to financial and legal harm. So that's what we're following, and that's what we're putting in place. Now, I appreciate the discussion that we're having here today, but I don't believe this is the proper form for us to have it. So please come to my office, sit down and talk with me. I'd be more than happy to explain this to you. But having said all of this, the city of Valley City is moving forward with permanent flood protection with great help from the state. And we're looking forward to eventually, over a 6 to 10 year period, of having permanent flood protection throughout the city of Valley City.
I want to ask Bob a question here. Bob, it seems to me that, in this case, if you're moving a home from one place in the city to another, that whether it's a state rule or a city rule, you'd want the home up to proper building code. That seems to just, as a layman, make sense. What's your beef with that?
It might make sense to you, but it really doesn't make sense at all, because the home in Valley City is already at code. And what the problem is they're misreading these laws, and the new laws that you just quoted have nothing to do with this either. This guy puts smoke screens up, he talks and says kinds of things that sound
Thank you for your time, gentlemen.
Excuse me?
It sounds like David hung up. I was asking you the question because
okay,
I thought what he was proposing was reasonable, evidently he doesn't want to participate any longer. So I feel your pain now in dealing with a city employee.
Can I finish my thought for a second here?
Sure.
The reason I'm so frustrated is because this guy is the slickest, two-faced person I've ever met in my life. He will look at you right in the eye and say what he just got done saying and expect you to believe it. When you go back to these codes, I've read all these codes, I know all these codes, and this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Every other community in North Dakota that had flood homes moved them within the city limits, and it was all well within code, all well within and building requirements and regulations, the IBC, International Building Code, the State of North Dakota Code, and this guy and the building inspector of Valley City don't know what they're talking about, and it costs this community hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Hang on a second, if you would, Bob. Just hang on. We're up against the break. I want to ask you another question when we get on. I would like to ask David another question, but he's left us. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, a little Valley City Conference.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's that time of year, a season of falling temperatures, snow-covered peaks, and blanket of white. But with the vibrant colors and latest styles of great brands like the North Face, Patagonia, Burton, Spyder, and Obermeyer, winter fashion is a wonderland. And you'll find all this season's best looks waiting for you at Scheels. So let it snow.
Scheels, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What's on your mind with Todd Mitchell? I'm Scott Hammond. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A listener says that Valley City guy looks a little guilty, referring to the fact that we were in the middle of a conversation with the administrator of Valley City, David Shelkoff, who took a call from Bob in Valley City, who was still with us. And I was asking Bob a follow-up question, and David hung up. He didn't want any more of that. I tend to agree that that's not the best way for someone who's paid by the taxpayers to remain. But Bob, go ahead and finish your thought. We're up against the break there, so I just want to give you a chance to finish your comment, and then I have a follow-up question for you.
Well, I appreciate that, Scott. And I'm sorry I got kind of loud there, but I've been dealing with this guy for several years, and he just doesn't get it. He comes up with these rules and regulations that he can't back up. He comes up with, and that affects the whole community. And he's talking about, that pink flamingo. I would have given $20,000 for that pink flamingo. Just to save it and to move it within town. But no, it had to be moved out of town. Every community in North Dakota that had flood homes moved homes within the community. And most commissions, God darn, I really appreciate that you guys are moving these homes. We're not losing our tax base. Valley City lost. How many homes did he say? 52? 52 taxpaying homes we lost, and many of those could have been saved and moved somewhere else, but because of these guys and the way they read the regulations, we couldn't move it. So look how much money we're losing.
Here's why I'm confused. You're saying in other communities, if a home was in a flood zone and needed to be moved, it could be moved and abide by the same regulations as where it sat before. I'm a layman here, but I'm thinking if you move a home, you'd want to make sure you know the electrical and the plumbing and everything were up to code. That doesn't seem unreasonable to me.
Yes, Scott, that's true. Here's where they're going wrong. If I have a home in Valley City and it's okay now, if I pick it up and move it to another location, what has to be done up to code is the foundation. What has to be done up to code is any additions to that house, any changes to that house. Those have to be brought up to code, not the whole house. Here's the deal. If I had a 10-year-old house, according to these people in Valley City, if I had just a 10-year-old house and I wanted to pick it up and move it, I couldn't, because the new regulations are now with sheetrock and with insulation, and now they're finding asbestos and sheetrock. I could not move that house according to what these guys are going by. They don't understand, and they blow smoke up these commissioners, you know what, and nobody questions him.
No, I got nobody, I got it. So you're saying the foam's fine as it is right now, as long as you're going to back to that point. I hear what you're saying. Now, he suggested that he'd like to have this conversation face-to-face. Have you done that?
I had face-to-face with this guy. I can't deal with it anymore. My head will explode if I talk to him in person, because he just doesn't know what he's talking about, and he's so slick. See, and I'm not, you know, you can tell, but I'm getting excited. I'm kind of angry. He don't get that way, except just now, and it's kind of unusual for him to blow a stool like that and hang up. But he knows that he's wrong, and he knows that what I know is correct, because I've talked to every building inspector in North Dakota just about, and I've talked to the State Water Commission. I've talked to Bismarck State Attorney. Bismarck City Attorney, and there is no rules that preclude you from moving these homes and these new laws that they suppose.
Have you taken this to the city council? How about going to them and say, hey, guys, this doesn't make any sense, and we're losing this tax base, and...
I did that, too. Just about 3 weeks ago, I went there, and you know what happened? I said, is there any questions, any comments? You know what they say? Thanks, Bob. And they went right on like I wasn't even there. I didn't even just like I was gone, you know, because they know that I'm right. They know that they blew it. And basically what I did is it's not Shellcross fault. I mean, he does what he does because that's what he gets paid to do. It's those elected officials fault for not questioning him and bringing him to task. I've got about six other items that are going to come out against this guy about what he does and stuff. And he's misleading them. He's misleading the public. He's just a shyster who's mad with power. I mean, I hate to sound so cliche about this, but he's a prima donna.
I think the fix is sunshine, just to, you know, to get more people rallied to your cause. Right now, it sounds like you're doing this as a lone wolf, and if you get some others to agree with you, get a few folks in front of that city commission, hopefully it'll change. Bob, thanks for bringing it to our attention. Tried to get some answers there and at least better understand the situation a little bit. Appreciate the call.
Well, thank you, Scott, for giving me the opportunity. I appreciate it.
You bet. Take care and hang in there. Get some others to join you. Let's get a call here that came in during the break.
Good morning, Scott. I hear you talking about wasting money. The Veterans Administration. In Hot Springs, South Dakota, they're building a new Veterans Administration hospital. $41 million. 100 beds. Jeepers, that's over $500,000 per bed for a hospital. I think they could get a CERTA a little cheaper.
Yeah, I don't. I imagine there's more than the mattress that's in on that expense. But I will tell you this: I saw a story the other day about just a complete debacle of the VA trying to build out in the in Denver, I think it was, and a total disaster of the bureaucracy. So I don't know if something similar is happening there in South Dakota or what the deal was, but it just missed deadlines and just a big, big mess. But there's an example of, some journalism and some reporting where you could dig in and fix that. I like that better. What's on Your Mind brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the oil industry creating thousands of good jobs and careers. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. More coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.